Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We've got a Game 7, Daryl. First time since 2016, which we all know what happened in that year.
It only took 9 years. Get another best two words in sports. Game 7.
That's what
seven.
They say. That is what they say about Game 7s. Yes. 216-474-0092. Spencer German here with you. Daryl Ryder alongside. We're your entertainment here for the next 4 hours until 10 a.m. on a Friday. Ken and Lima both out, but we're looking to hold down the fort the best we can. And yeah, Daryl, listen, I was kind of surprised that the Pacers won that game last night, because not that I thought they were going to like roll over, but the Halliburton injury news was like really ominous coming into it. And I just kind of thought like, man, he might not be. And early on, like he looked like they didn't look good. Halliburton couldn't make a shot. He didn't look like he was himself. And then all of a sudden they just started like knocking out a bunch of threes and they blew him out. They blew him out. So we get a game seven on Sunday, which is exciting stuff, whether it's your team involved or not. And I know I'm looking forward to it.
They just needed to warm up the engine. That's all. No big deal.
Yeah.
Took them about 5 minutes into the game. And then Indiana just, they got hot, got on a roll. I said after the Thunder took game six,
yeah.
Or game five. In OKC, I said, we're going to have a game seven. This thing's going, this is going the distance. My gut told me that Halliburton was going to give it a go. Thankfully, for the Pacers, they did run him out of the building, so Halliburton didn't have to play extended minutes. And once you get out there, the adrenaline takes over. And he did not, at times, look like a guy that was really, really hampered by that injury. But he was able to gut it out. The Pacers did not take their foot off the gas. This is the time when you don't take the foot off the gas. You're allowed to do that in basketball. You're allowed to keep going and running it up. But yeah, we're going to get a game seven. Should be a lot of fun. That crowd in Oklahoma City Sunday night is going to be bananas, just like they were last night in Indianapolis. And I remember the Game 6 crowd in 2016, Cavs, Warriors, and my ears were ringing for like the day after because it was so loud in that building.
Yeah.
You could feel it shake. You could feel the stands shake at times. That's how loud it was. So a lot of fun to watch that last night. We'll see if the Pacers can pull off another comeback, because that's what it would be. I have enjoyed throughout these finals the surprise by many national media that this is what the Pacers do, because if you've actually paid attention to the NBA and not spent finals games on your phone playing solitaire, you would realize this is what the Indiana Pacers are about. They don't quit. They always come back on you. They're never really truly out of games. So looking forward to Sunday night.
Well, and what's interesting with the Pacers this entire postseason, Darryl, has been like they have been sort of counted out every step of the way. First series, it was kind of like a toss-up, like, yeah, they could beat the Bucks, and then Dame gets hurt, and it's like, okay, they're probably going to win. But then I think most people were picking the Cavs to win, and then I think most people were picking the Knicks to win, and then I think everyone's picked the Thunder to win. And to your point, like, they really have just – they are almost on this team of destiny type run, and in some way, it's been – Even from our vantage point here in Cleveland, where we wanted to see the Cavs go on a deeper run than they did,
right.
It has been somewhat enjoyable to see a small market team sort of go on this magical run and everyone count them out and against them. I do wonder, like, to a degree, if even if the Pacers don't win the finals, like, is there any solace to be taken from the Pacers doing what they've done this postseason and reaching what is like the absolute last game you could play in an NBA season? Like, is that something that Cavs fans should feel any better about? Like, I don't know if like fandom really works that way all the time. Like, I know we try to find ways to feel better about ourselves. And the big thing right now is like, well, hey, if they make some moves this offseason, they too could be the Indiana Pacers next year. But like, is there anything that comes from, hey man, like sometimes you just run to a team that's like a buzzsaw, and they were the better team in the series. They proved that they belonged on the stage. They're going to a game seven whether they win or lose, they made it to the last possible game you can play in a season. And so here we are with a game seven involving the Indiana Pacers. Does that make anybody feel any better? I don't know.
No, but it would mark the second straight year. If the Pacers pull this thing off, it would mark the second straight year that the Cavaliers obviously got bounced by the eventual NBA champions. But no, it wouldn't make you feel any better. It is wide open. I think that's the good news, right? Because when you go back to the LeBron 2.0 era after the Cavaliers won the championship in 2016, it was still Cavs, Warriors, and then everybody else in the NBA, right? The Eastern Conference was the LeBron Invitational for the better part of a decade. And then once Golden State got Kevin Durant, right, it became, it was the Warriors and nobody else, right? And you had one team to fixate on to really try and take down. And when you look at the NBA landscape right now, Spencer, there's no one team. It's wide open. You've got the Knicks. You've got, you have to throw Boston in there, but I think Boston's going to undergo some changes this offseason. Yeah. So
I saw a report, I think, yesterday about how they're in more of like a retool rather than a rebuild mode.
Right.
But even retooling suggests that there's going to be things that change with that
right.
team.
Now, obviously, the Pacers, Orlando with the move that they made last Sunday here. So it's wide open in the Eastern Conference. And I think that is what you can cling to if you're a Cavs fan. Not the fact that, okay, if the Pacers ultimately win the NBA championship, well, okay, you ran into the... No, it's wide open. There is no super team, no perennial powerhouse that has been holding everybody off and you're just waiting for them to come back to Earth. It's the fact that it is really wide open in the Eastern Conference and really the NBA here.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered.
Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Don't believe running it back is the right move for the Cavs. I have said that repeatedly. I think Kobe Altman needs to do something fairly significant to tweak this roster, because you can't have three straight years elimination from the playoffs in five games, and each of those 3 years the narrative being the same.
Yeah.
Not physically tough enough, not mentally tough enough. You know, if you were not, I don't know if scarred is the right word, but I'll use it anyway. If you were not scarred enough by what the Knicks did to you and then what the Celtics did to you, you're just not going to be. I don't think that a loss to the Pacers in five games is going to scar you enough to where all of a sudden now the playoffs come and you're whatever, motivated, all of a sudden physically tough, mentally tough.
So what, I don't know. You might be right about that. But what I do think is going to resonate, Daryl, is sort of what Donovan Mitchell alluded to at the end of the season, which was this idea that, like, the Cavs came in as this juggernaut team. They set the bar because of the regular season so high, and then to, like, fall on your face the way that they did. Like, they didn't even make that a competitive series. They didn't even get to, like, a game seven in that series. It was over before you knew it, and it was like, what the hell happened here? And yeah, injuries played a role, which I do want to talk about here in a second, but, like, I think that is scarring, at least to him, right? Like, the idea that, like, we put ourselves in a position to be the number one seed in the East, have home court, did everything we possibly could to win and have this great team, and we had this great system going on off, like, offensively. We were this rejuvenated, recreated offensive team. And so I do think it's scarring to at least Donovan Mitchell that you did all that and it was just for nothing. And so that's the kind of, I think, the hope is that that is something that scars you enough. But yeah, like, you alluded to the changing landscape of the East. Some people Kobe Altman might see that as, well, hey, this is reason why we don't have to freak out and do a lot of things, because the East is going to change and all these teams are going to look different next year. And we're right in the thick of it with all these teams. And if the Celtics lose some guys, or if the Bucks lose Giannis, which it sounds like maybe they're more inclined to keep him now, like, maybe we have an even better chance of winning in this conference and in advance of the NBA Finals. I actually think, like, because of the changing landscape of the Eastern Conference in particular, it's more reason to push the chips into the center of the table and go for it, because you can seize that moment, seize that opportunity. Like, you're only here so many times, right? Like, there's life cycles to all these teams. The Thunder have built this great thing, but, like, they're talking about that team at some point. Like, they're going to have to pay all these guys. They're going to be a second apron team. They're going to have to figure out how to navigate all those things.
Yeah, but they got 150 draft picks. They're going to be fine.
They're the one team that can sort of figure it out and navigate it because they have so many damn draft picks. But,
and they can legit say, they blow this, right? I think you can say they blow it if you're up 3-2, two chances to close out and you don't do it. If the Thunder do, in fact, blow this, especially the Game 7 on your home floor, they can say, well, we're going to be back. Because they are so young, because they have the organizational assets, all these first-round picks, right? If there is a team that could trade for Giannis, it's them, right?
Because I know the Knicks have been interested, but you're right. Like,
nobody has better assets to move around than the Oklahoma City Thunder do. So they can fall back on that.
Yeah.
But, you know, what happened to the Cavaliers this year reminded me a lot of what happened to the Browns in 2023. Because they go through the five quarterbacks to win 11 games, get to the playoffs. Joe Flacco turns into the pumpkin there on wild card weekend. The defense basically no-shows. The Texans put the boots to them. And when that game was over, it was like all of that for nothing. Went through all those trials and tribulations of that season. All the quarterbacks pulling Joe Flacco off a couch to dust him off. All of that only to go to Houston and just absolutely get annihilated by the Houston Texans. So, and you didn't, it wasn't like 2020, right? When they went to Kansas City in the division round after beating the Steelers in Pittsburgh. Granted, it was a friends and family night because of COVID, right? But still, they actually won in that building. They never went in Pittsburgh. Yeah. And Actually, they haven't won a regular season game in that stadium since, I think, 2003. So, but in 2020, this is what we were saying. Going to be back, right? Going to be back. Got the core.
Yeah, there's no guarantee.
Organizations on the upswing here. Player two away from knocking off this, Super Bowl champs.
It wasn't for that damn fumble out of the end zone rule.
Oh, yeah. Rashard Higgins getting hit in the side of the head.
I hate that rule.
They didn't call the helmet to helmet.
That's right. There was that part of it too.
Yeah, they didn't call helmet to helmet there.
That play's going to scar us.
Went into him like a missile, and they kept the flag in the pocket. But you can't. The Cavs, I don't feel like you can feel that way because they don't have any assets. They're walled off with the second apron. Right?
Yeah.
There's not a lot of flexibility for them. Now, Kobe Altman, and we're going to talk to Chris Fedor coming up at 9. Kobe Altman, yeah, he can still make moves, but he's going to be very restricted in the type of moves he can make.
And one of the biggest things I'm interested in asking Chris about, which I didn't get to the last time I talked to him, is this idea that Kobe has of developing and guys getting better. How much can they really bank on that? Like, how many more times can that be the excuse, I guess, is the thing that I want to know from Chris. So we'll pick his brain on those things. We got a lot to get to in that regard, including, Daryl, the Halliburton injury situation is one that I find fascinating because we know how people feel about this Cavs team and how they handled some of their injuries and certain guys playing and not. But we also know that it is a legitimate reason why they were not as competitive in that series because DG was going through something and they lost – DeAndre Hunter. The Browns gave up Travis Hunter.
You just did the same thing I do with Dylan Gabriel.
Yeah.
I go Taylor Gabriel. Remember? Remember Taylor Gabriel?
Yes. That's a throwback right there.
I did.
At least mine are more like they're similar in the same like headlines, and they're almost both in Cleveland at the same time.
It's a deep cut by me.
Yeah, that is a deep cut. And Evan Mobley. And I do wonder like how much Kobe Altman's gonna lean into this idea that like injuries were such a factor in this that
they were the factor of the last two series.
Yeah.
Now, I don't think they beat the Celtics 100%. And I'm going to be honest with you, 100%, I don't know they beat the Pacers either.
I don't either. But that is going to be something that this organization looks long and hard at.
Okay, they might have gotten into six games instead of saying bye-bye in five.
And so the question from this becomes, is health the biggest thing that's preventing the Cavaliers from making a deep playoff run?
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.